Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's centre-right government has survived a no-confidence vote in Parliament. The motion from the opposition Social Democrats won only 98 votes in the 200-member lower house on Wednesday. That was short of the 101 votes needed. Daniela Lazareva has been following the story. She joins me in the studio now. Daniela, this isn't the first no-confidence vote that Topolánek's cabinet has survived, is it?
No, indeed. It is the third time that the opposition has tabled a no-confidence vote and tried to bring down the government. And even though the coalition government has a fragile majority in the lower house, it was fairly clear from the start that the opposition's chances of success were slim, largely thanks to three independents, former Social Democrat rebels who were expected to support the government. In the end, only two of them did, but it was enough. As you said, it would have needed 101 votes to bring down the government, and the motion was only supported by 98 MPs. So the Prime Minister appeared supremely confident as he listened to the criticism from the opposition benches this morning. In fact, he even made a point of leafing through the morning papers during the vote itself, just to show how unconcerned he was.
And a very cute image that. Why, given those circumstances, why would the opposition bother when the no-confidence vote was pretty much doomed to fail?
Well, Jan, as I said, the government has a fragile majority in Parliament, and it's natural that the opposition should keep testing it. There is some speculation that the opposition may have been counting on the ongoing friction within the government over the bill on church restitutions. And it is true that the two smaller parties of the governing coalition, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, are having internal problems. But it was clear that whatever their problems, none of the three governing parties would sink their own vote, so to speak, particularly in a public vote.
What about the Prime Minister, Mirek Topolánek? Does he come out of this no-confidence vote the stronger?
Well, yes, he does. It's interesting to note, first and foremost, that although the cabinet was fragile from the start, it has surprised everyone by managing to push through pretty much everything it wanted in Parliament. The Prime Minister, though, was thwarted during a Parliament debate on the bill on church restitutions on Tuesday. He really wanted to push through that bill, and three of his own deputies turned against him. That left a bitter aftertaste. So this show of coalition unity in the lower house has come a good time for him. And I think that, in a way, it backfired a little for the opposition leader, for Mr. Paroubek, who made a big deal out of offering the governing coalition a ceasefire or some kind of non-aggression pact in view of the Czech Republic's upcoming EU presidency in 2009. And, of course, now political observers are pointing out just how contradictory an opposition leader he is. Mr. Paroubek, one must say, tends to use a lot of very strong rhetoric, but somehow or other, he always comes out of these clashes with a prime minister much the worse for wear.
Mm-hmm. But I gather it's not the last time that the opposition will try to bring down the government.
No, definitely not.
Okay, Daniela Lazareva, thank you so much.